happening.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump indicates he is looking forward to a White House meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Given Ankara's widely condemned invasion of Kurdish territory in northern Syria, the visit figures to be controversial. No hint of that from Mr. Trump.
President Erdogan wants to come to the White House. We have a very good relationship. The ceasefire has held very nicely. We've kept the oil. We stayed back and kept the oil. Other people can patrol the border of Syria, frankly, and Turkey, let them, they've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them do the border. We don't want to do that. We want to bring our soldiers home.
In Mali, the government says at least 53 of its soldiers and one civilian were killed in a Friday jihadist attack on the army in the north of the country. The original death toll was at least 15. Mali's communication minister says 10 survivors were found at the army post in the Manaka region. The new violence could ratchet up tensions in the capital, Bamako, where military families have argued there is inadequate protection for Mali's soldiers. The government says reinforcements have been dispatched to secure the area and hunt down the attackers. So far, no claim of responsibility. Hong Kong police today once again fired tear gas to break up the latest pro-democracy street demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Meanwhile, China's Basic Law Commission for Hong Kong and Macau is warning that Beijing will not permit what it calls behavior that encourages separatism or endangers national security. It also claimed that foreign powers were interfering in the affairs of Hong Kong. Security forces in Iraq are on alert after Friday's massive anti-government street demonstration in Baghdad's Tahrir Square, the largest in weeks of political unrest. The death toll over the past month is said to number 250, including 5 people who died Friday of wounds sustained earlier. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations is calling for greater protection for journalists as the world observes an international day to end impunity for crimes against journalists. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, reports 1,360 journalists have been killed since 1993. The non-governmental Press Emblem campaign reports 65 journalists worldwide have been killed so far this year. In addition, it notes that journalists in many countries are regularly molested, injured, harassed, detained, and prevented from doing their work. The campaign supports the enactment of an international convention for the protection of journalists to combat impunity more effectively. It cites the case of Mexico as a country where impunity is almost total because of the corruption of local authorities.
That report was filed for VOA by Lisa Schlein in Geneva. The Press Emblem campaign also singles out Afghanistan, Syria, Somalia, and Iraq, where it says crimes against journalists go unpunished. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has given the United States until the end of the year to become more flexible on nuclear talks. Since then, he's launched 12 rounds of missiles to back up that warning, including a launch Thursday. And as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, some observers say the current impasse could soon get much more volatile.
Lee Byung-cho, a professor at Seoul's Kyungnam University, says there's a significant chance things will soon get worse on the Korean Peninsula, citing North Korea's recent statements. Last week, North Korea warned that the U.S. is seriously mistaken if it ignores its end-of-year deadline. It also warned against using the relationship between U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim as a delaying tactic. Moo Jin-young, with the University of North Korean Studies, says if there isn't a third Trump-Kim summit planned by the end of the year, and if there's no other tangible progress in nuclear talks, North Korea will likely conduct a long-range missile or nuclear test.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo reporting from Seoul. Backed by tens of thousands of protesters, Pakistan's opposition parties on Friday demanded the country's prime minister resign within 2 days. Demonstrators in Islamabad accused Prime Minister Imran Khan of destroying the country's economy and stealing the last election with the help of the military. The United States says for the time being, nationals from 6 countries will be allowed to stay in the U.S. under a special humanitarian status. Involved are the nations of El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras, Nepal, Nicaragua, and Sudan. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.